Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 26th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can access all of the previous calls, except for the past few days this week, at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim. The calls are generally updated every single Friday, and you can go back and browse all of the podcasts over the past year and a half. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Blau of the Green Road Synagogue in Beechwood, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Blau slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Mishabeach Lecholim and Achinu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blau.
I thank you, Rav Naftali, and the Orthodox Union for giving me this opportunity, this great privilege of sharing words of Chizuk with our listeners and then reciting the Tehillim that we do each day. It's a very interesting time period during the summer. We have the intensity of the 3 weeks culminating with Tisha B'Av, and then right afterwards we enter into Shabbos Nachamu and the seven Haftaros that reflect the Shiva D'Nechemta, the seven Haftaros that talk about our comfort and consolation. And the power of the shift has always been very interesting and requires a little bit of understanding. After all, during the period of the 3 weeks and the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, when we come to Shabbos Chazon, we lament all that is absent. We lament the fact that the relationship that we've had with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we had when we had the Beis HaMikdash, is no longer one that we enjoy. And we sit and we cry and we mourn for that absence. Again, not just the lack of the items themselves, the Mikdash itself, but more deeply and more profoundly, the nature of an open relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then all of a sudden, almost instantly, everything has changed. We have Shabbos Nachmu, we have the Shiva D'Nechemta, and we're comforted, and we're in a different mood, and we're almost uplifted. And the question is, what has changed? Why are we able to engage in the sense of Nechama, when in reality, sadly, and poignantly, we have not yet seen the Beis HaMikdash. It has not been restored. And our relationship that we search for, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is still missing. How can we have Nechama? How can we have comfort in this part of the summer? How can we have that sense of comfort and consolation? And I think the key, and really a key not just in terms of understanding this question, but a powerful idea as we go through all the trials and tribulations that we go through during the course of our lifetime, is it's all a matter of perspective. When it comes to the earlier part of the summer, we're focusing, when we go to the Chodesh Av, we go to the 3 weeks, we're focusing on what is missing, what is absent, what we aspire to retain, to we aspire to have once again. When we come to the weeks that follow, we recognize and champion that which remains, that which we still have. It's always striking that the parsha that we read on Shabbos Nachmu contains nothing less than the Aseres HaDvarim. It has the idea of Matan Torah. It has the concept of the Shema, the fact that we always have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that much has been strained and there's a feeling of absence. It's never broken. It's never shattered. It's never severed. Our relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu remains intact. And we have means of connecting to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Torah that we can learn. We have the tefillah that we can say. We have the mitzvot that we can perform. And it really is a matter of perspective. At some moments, we choose to focus on what we need to reclaim, what we aspire to. On other moments, we focus on what we're blessed to still have and still champion. And that's the Nechama. There is no greater Nechama than recognizing that there is always a relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And we have so many vehicles, so many means of connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's our task. That's our honor. That's our mission. This upcoming week, we're going to have Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we're going to start in earnest the process of tshuva. And it's striking to note that there are two psukim that have diametrically opposed views of how the process is supposed to work. We said, and we read of them in Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva. In Eicha, we read of the fact that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to us, to take the first step, and then we'll return. And yet Hashem has said in Zechariah, Shuva Eilai v'Shuva Eilechem. There he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, no, we should take the first step. And there are two modes, and there really is truth to both of those psukim. Sometimes it goes in both directions. But as we enter into the month of Elul, it's time to us to have the perspective that we can take the first step. We can have the initiative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. Hashem wants us to take that first step, eagerly awaiting our tshuva, eagerly awaiting our connection, our restoring that connection to the fullest. Shuva alai v'shuva aleichem, we are told. But if we take the first step, and we indeed engage in that process of return, the process of getting ever closer, then we'll be blessed with Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu kekedem. We'll restore the full restoration that we search for, the full restoration that we aspire to. May we all be blessed as we enter this month of Elul, that we have the right attitude and the right perspective, and that indeed the psukim in Eicha and the psukim in Zechariah come true to the fullest. I'm now going to lead us in the Tehillim that we say each day. I'd like to start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. I'll say them slowly so you can say along with me. Lam natzeach mizmor ledavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara. Yisakef kashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezracha mikodesh. Umi tzion yisadecha. Yizkar kol minchosecha. V'olaska yidash nesela. Yitain lecha kilvavecha v'cholatzaska yimalei. Nuranabishuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati kyoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneyu mishmei kacho bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hei makaru v'nafalu. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai Yoshiya. Hamelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Next we'll do Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor li David, Adonai roi lo echzor. Bino Sesha Yarbitseini Ame Menuchos Yinahaleini Navshi Yeshovev Yanchein Bimagle Tzedek Liman Shimo Gam Kielech Begeitza Maves Loira Kiata Imodi Shiftacho Mishantecha Hema Yinachamuni Tarok Lefanai Shokhan Neged Tzoriroi Yishanda Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivoya Ach tova chesed yidufuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti b'beis Adonai li'orech yomim. Moving now to Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121 of Tehillim. Shir lama'alot, eso einai el hari me'ayin yevo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'oret. Al yitein lamod rak lecha. Al yanum shomerecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzolcha, hayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach baloylo. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Seischa Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. And finally, the fourth Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Ha'Ma'alos Imam Akim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shima Bekoli Tiyen Oznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunoi Ima vonos tishmoya Adonai miyamod ki imcha hasplicha miman tivorei kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hocholti nafshi ladonai mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed varde imo fidus v'hu yivde es Yisrael mikol labonosov. At this point, we'll say a Mishaberach for all the cholim who are in need of a refuah, who need their health to be restored. I'll start the paragraph and I'll pause, and you can insert a name of an individual as necessary. Mishaberach avaseinu avam Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David v'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapa es hacholim. Bavur shekam ispala bavuram ispazeh kadosh baruch hu imalei rakmim aleihem leachim imam leravostam leachikam leachiyosam yishlach lehem erefuah shleima min hashemayim lekol evereihem lekol yigdeihem betoch shar cholei Yisrael refuah hanefesh refuah hanefesh refuah haguf hashabagalav itzman kariv v'namar amen. We conclude with the saying of Achenu. Achenu kobeis Yisrael nesunim basaru v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha ha'makim yirachim aleihem v'yitziyem yitar l'vacha me'afela l'ora mishiba l'geula hashta bagalav izman kariv v'nomar amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Blau. We hope and pray that all of our efforts, the collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refua for all of those in need will be answered, the tova for good. And whatever it is that we may be praying for those who are looking to get married, looking for the right shidduch, for those hoping to be blessed with healthy children, to have nachas from all of our children, those in need of parnasa, success, and a substantive livelihood, whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.